Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have a Patriots Monday on Monday, Keefe.
All right. Can we announce the guest list, or are we going to save that?
Oh.
Are we going to tease that?
Should we wait till Monday?
I think the people want to know.
You think the people want to know?
Should we play guess the Patriots we're going to be talking to?
Oh, I don't know if we
Should
have
line
that
up the calls.
I don't know if we have that much time.
We can give somebody one of these bagels if they get it right.
I don't know if we have enough time to wait for some of these guesses.
There's currently 90 players on the roster.
Yeah.
Can you name the two? We're going to have two Patriot Monday guests that we're going to talk to every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have two on Friday, but they're going to rotate. So we only have one of those gentlemen joining us on a bi-weekly basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a hint, the listeners at large. It is two offensive players, two defensive players.
Nice.
Maybe I said too much.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you another clue.
Okay.
One prominent defensive player, very verbose.
Was he on with us last year?
He was on with us last year. Will not be on with us again this year.
Yeah, no. That's
there will
not
be
happening.
No man-to-man coverage. Man-to-man
coverage.
Excuse me. There will be none of that with Christian Gonzalez.
You know what we're going to need, Nick? I need to hear that open one last time. The man-to-man open. One last time because I thought maybe we were going to get Gonzo again.
Yeah.
Sad reality is Christian Gonzalez will not join us this year. I think the Twitch chat's going to be the most upset. They always seem to enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
The real back and forth.
Yeah, it was pretty one-sided.
He was practically like a third co-host. He'd come in here and we would just, everybody
well,
would.
Well, the Twitch chat complains about that. Sometimes they want a third co-host in here.
I have seen that.
He kind of served in that role.
He kind of was that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he kind of did. That's true. Oh,
it's man-to-man coverage.
All right,
quick
now.
Hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
Well, sadly, you can bury that one 6 feet deep. We're not going to be using that anymore. It's going to join the
We should give Ken credit,
feature opens in the sky.
We should give Ken credit. That was Ken's idea.
Man-to-man-to-man was Ken's idea?
Well, not the name of it, but Ken firing off quick hitter questions to Gonzalez was Ken's idea.
Yeah. And we always get quick hitter answers. No, that's not entirely true. No, but I thought we were going to get another run at it. I thought maybe this is what maybe the breakthrough would happen this year. But sadly, he will not be joining us on the Patriots Monday.
No, he will not be on any Patriots Monday or Friday coverage. Text line is saying Arcan already announced the whole lineup last night. So I guess people.
All right, well, maybe not everybody caught it.
People have an unfair advantage.
With some of these guesses. 100% right.
Yeah,
Hunter Henry for sure on Monday.
Yep,
he has been a staple of the Patriots Monday five straight years, I believe.
Yep,
since his first year with the Pats,
he takes a loss hard. So we're hoping there's a few more wins to mix in this year.
Yeah. So we got him.
Oh, okay, I thought you were about
Monday.
To
No, I was going to say.
Monday will also be Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker.
That's right.
And then on Friday, we have Mike Onwenu back on the show.
All right, Big Mike.
And Milton Williams.
Welcome to New England.
So that'll be our Patriots Monday and Friday coverage this year on Jones and Keefe. It's rolled out on Monday. So lock in for that.
Wow.
Following the Patriots preseason game tonight. Against the Washington Commanders, Brady's statue getting unveiled. We expect Drake May or at least we think Drake May should, play a series or two tonight. I'd expect him to do the same based on Vrabel's comments the other day. But I guess we'll see. When it comes to our expectations this year, Keith, and I do want the Patriots to start quick. The Bengals are sick and tired of starting slow. They started 1-4 last year.
I can't believe Ja'Marr Chase played in the game yesterday.
He looks so good.
He's incredible.
Now, I honestly didn't watch that close. Were the Eagles playing their guys? I have no idea.
No.
They weren't on defense.
On defense? I don't think so. They weren't playing like Jalen Hurts and guys like that.
He wasn't turning around Cooper DeJean on that touchdown. I don't know who it was.
I don't think so.
But anyway, he looked so good in the game last night. Bengals are sick and tired of saying we're just treating week one like it's a preseason game.
Yeah, we're
going to treat the preseason like it's the preseason. And I guess the risk is you get your quarterback hurt like the Colts did last night with Anthony Richardson.
Or did the quarterback get the quarterback hurt?
Well, he probably, if you haven't seen the play, he probably should have felt the pressure coming.
Yeah?
Since his head was facing that way. I feel like that.
When you stare at the pressure, if it looks like pressure and then it is pressure, it might just be
that front side pressure coming right in at you, I feel like he probably should have picked that up.
I know. Yeah, he was coming right at
you. How did he smoke like that and just dislocate a pinky?
He's a house of a guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a brick house. Yeah. Hoss of the week?
Maybe.
No, that's already Deebo Samuel. But, yeah, he broke his pinky. He's day-to-day. But Anthony Richardson, I think he must hold a record. His rookie year, until he was out for the season, he left every single game with an injury. It was like four straight weeks where he's like out with an injury, but he kept coming back. And then he was like out for the year.
Then last year, he just took himself out of a game because he was winded.
He's wicked tired.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He tapped out of a game. He's like, I'm good.
Wait, how come you couldn't go in there? You hurt? Not hurt. Just really tired.
Get Joe Flacco in there, would you?
Like, that never happens. And so, yeah, I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw him.
Right,
but
maybe a receiver. You run a few wind sprints down the field.
Yeah, a couple, like two straight all verticals. Hey, coach, I need one.
I need a blow. You don't typically see a quarterback doing that.
Like, you can rest on defense.
Joe, are you going to pick him to win MVP again?
No, I am not. That was a Shime pick. I tailed Shime on that one.
That was a tough
pick. I blame Shime.
That did not work out.
That was a tough go.
Look, if I can blame anybody else, I will when it comes to my bad bets. But that was not a lucrative bet.
No.
That was one that pretty much by week two, you couldn't even cash it out for like a few pennies.
You're like, I'll take my pennies back, please. They're like, no, we're going to cash your money. We're spending your money because it's not going
to
happen.
That was one of those future bets that immediately cash out option went to 0.00. Yeah, it was there.
But we won't really know for several months.
Like, I would have taken the nickel. Yeah. About 3 weeks in, I would have taken the 5 cents. I could have utilized that in a bet somewhere.
Sure.
But yeah, no, the cash out option went real low on that real fast. 617-779-7937. What's a best case scenario? You're predicting 10 wins.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the door open to revise up to 10 based on the game tonight, joint practice against Minnesota next week, and the game next week. I'm willing to revise them up a win if they look good. They look great in the joint practice the other day against Washington until a late pick from Drake May. So I know what you're projecting is 10 wins and a playoff appearance. What's a best case scenario for the Pats?
I think it's close. I guess best case would be another win in the regular season than what I'm giving them credit for. I mean, maybe two if you want to get really nuts. I mean, Washington last year, for example, did win 12 games in the regular season and made the conference championship game. And even as it was going, you didn't really think that's where they were going to go, right? Like the way, even going into the playoffs, once they made it, you're like, they're going to beat Detroit and make it to the end. Like, no. So you have to pull up some upsets and things like that. So I would say very best case scenario is probably, 11 wins or so and a playoff win, right? Like, say maybe you get matched up with the right team at the right time and you pull off a wild card round win and then lose in the divisional round. I think that, to me, would be, like, best case scenario.
Yeah, I think you're about right. I think we're pretty high on the win total. Again, the over-under is 8.5. We're both over it.
Yeah.
They're favored in 11 games. Like, I guess if you want me to say what's their ceiling for a win total, it's that. Win every game you're favored in. I can't even see them squeaking out 12 like they did last year. The AFC's tougher. The schedule's not difficult. But the AFC as a whole is tougher. And I think if there's teams that are likely to come out of nowhere, it'll be that conference versus the NFC, a team that we don't foresee is a better team. So best case scenario, an extra win or two from what we're projecting, 11 wins. But it's more that. Playoff win. Win a playoff game. Don't just make the playoffs, but win a playoff game. That's a best case scenario, I think.
Well, it's been 7 years.
For the Patriots. Correct.
They haven't won a playoff game since the Super Bowl
and
against the Rams.
I don't know how realistic that one is. I could see them winning 10 games like Mac Jones did as a rookie and getting just blasted once they get to the playoffs.
Right.
That I could see. But a playoff win to me would be a realistic best case scenario. I mean,
yeah, and I'm not predicting that, right? I'm just saying that's the best case scenario because part of the reason why I have them at 10 wins is they play all dirtbag teams, and they might get 10 wins possibly against non-playoff teams. Like, that's the kind of schedule that they have.
Yeah.
And then they get into the playoffs, and you're like, oh, here's one of those teams that maybe you already played but lost to, like a Baltimore or a Buffalo, who are on the schedule late in the year.
Now give me a worst case.
I think it's like six or seven.
That's pretty bad.
Real bad.
Six is...
Six!
For some reason in my head, I feel like that's a big difference. I know it's one
six
win.
Six or seven?
No, but like... Seven feels so much closer.
Five or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
It's only one win. That feels like a big line to me.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like a six-win team. A seven-win team feels like you're a little more in the playoff mix. Six wins to me feels like and I know, again, it's only one win. But that feels a lot different to me. So I would feel seven, you're within striking distance of 500, right? Seven, eight wins, you're right there.
Yeah.
Six feels like you're closer to what you were last year to me. That would be, I mean, six would be embarrassingly low, but I'd say that's probably in play as a worst case scenario for this team.
So last year, for example, this is sort of a weird anomaly.
I was just looking at this too.
Is this
no
weird?
Six win teams?
No. There was one 6-win team and there was one 7-win team in entire NFL. And the 6-win team was the 49ers, who obviously had like a million injuries. And the 7-win team was Dallas. So there was a pile of fives, a pile of fours, which the Patriots were one of, and then there were three-win teams, which really should have been the Patriots, except for the final week of the season. And I guess the way that would play out in my mind would be maybe Miami and the Jets are better than I thought. Maybe they either sweep you or you only win one out of those four type of thing. Because overall, like, the schedule is so bad, it'd be really difficult. You have to lay down and die to get below six.
Okay, but the way you do it is you start slow. And this is why I emphasize these preseason games and playing well in the joint practices and all this stuff. I mean, I think they can win. They could go 4-0 in September.
Yeah, they could.
They could. I don't rule that out. I wouldn't wager on it, but they could. Those first three are very losable games. You know, like, you start 0-3.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, now you're on the path to a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, no doubt.
And text line is saying, well, best-case scenario is undefeated. Worst-case scenario is winless. No. I mean, I think realistically for this team, win a playoff game, 11 games, I saw that.
A lot of seven is nuts. A lot of seven is nuts, Rob.
Seven would be nuts.
Yeah.
If that's all they won.
Seven!
Never mind, six.
It would be nuts.
But that to me is on the path to a worst case scenario. You don't start on time. You start 0-3. You never dig out of it. You're chasing it the whole year, and you wake up and you're 6-11. And you've really made no progress. If they're 6-11, I know they technically won two more games than a year ago. They would have made no progress from a year ago. They'd be in the exact same spot.
No, it's not just the start. I agree with you on the start, but it's also really the first half of the season. I think you need to bank wins in the first half. Because if you don't, I think you're going to be really chasing it. Because the final, and I know it's not 8-8 anymore, but if you look at the final eight games of the year, you have Tampa Bay on the road. You have at Cincinnati, who we assume at that point of the year is playing a lot better than they were week one.
They'll be rolling.
And then you have Buffalo and at Baltimore, let alone two games with the Jets, which maybe could be swing games.
Right, one in New York.
Yeah, one of them is in New York. But, I mean, four of your final eight games, you're going to be underdogs in. And it's some of the best teams in the league. Also, you play Buffalo and Baltimore early enough. So late in the year, but early enough where they're not going to be sitting guys.
No, they're not
going to give you a win like they did last
week. Week 15 and 16, they're not sitting guys down.
No.
Like Buffalo did last season. You're going to be getting them trying to wrap up playoff season.
Right. But that's why they need to be like 6-2, 6-3, I think, in order to hit my number of 10 wins.
Yeah.
If they're below that, if they're, you know, 4-5 or 4-6, then, like, I don't think they're getting to where I think they're going to go.
I think when we went through game by game, I'd have to go back and look at it. I think we both kind of had them in that spot.
Yeah, no, like good start. Yeah.
Week 2 loss at Miami, and then, you know.
Kind of rolling, and then you have Buffalo, obviously.
Right, week 2 at Miami, week 5 at Buffalo. All those other games, you know, if they're 6-2, 5-3, they're in good shape to go have a year that exceeds expectations. If they start slow, Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, you're 0-3. You're on track to your worst-case scenario, which probably is 6 or 7 wins. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Expectations for the Pats this year. We got a Friday 4-pack, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. And keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock. It's been a while since we've had some keys, so we'll do that. later on in the program. But coming up next, it's a Top 5 Friday. We are going to count down our top 5 Patriots preseason heroes.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next. Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're going to count down our top 5 Patriots preseason heroes. These are, as Keefe said earlier, it's not Julian Edelman flashing in a preseason game. And next thing you know, he's a Patriots Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl MVP. It's not Brady.
No.
It's not even Malcolm Butler was closer to somebody I thought about having on the list.
But Butler maybe would count originally.
He was so good that preseason. If you remember, this was originally when I started putting a lot of stock in the preseason, like as a radio host.
Yeah.
Where I was like, sick brag, thank you. Bro. I'm like, that guy made plays all preseason. And then next thing you know, he makes the biggest play arguably in the history of the Super Bowl.
You could
see that coming if you paid attention in the preseason.
Sorry, wake up. Watch the game.
But he had too good of a career, I think, to be on this list.
It ended oddly.
It didn't end great.
No. It ended oddly.
Here in New England, he did keep going after that.
Yeah, but
wasn't much of a player.
No, not great.
But
he even came back here.
I think he had way too good of a career for this list.
All right.
But I guess we're going to find out as we go. Our top 5 Patriots preseason heroes. Let's ping pong back and forth today.
5-5, 4-4, 3-3,
the whole way down. Let's do it that way.
All right.
Number 5.
Thank you. Mike, why don't you take it away, Keith?
J.J. Taylor. Running back J.J. Taylor. Offensive skill guy. Kind of pops a little bit. They'll also get a lot of carries. And you're like, well, that guy looks pretty good. Is it just because of the defense he's going against? Or is it because of, like, what? Like, what is it? He actually did make the team.
For a couple of years,
He had a couple, but, like, never really broke through. Like, there were other guys, you know, like the Jonas Grays of the world that have, like, an unbelievable game. He was, like, on the team, but he'd be, like, inactive a lot. He was one of those. If it was in baseball, you'd say he was like a quadruple A player. Like, he's probably too good to just be like a practice squad guy, but he's not good enough to really do well in the NFL. But in the preseason, he would shine. And I remember being like, oh, that J.J. Taylor's pretty good.
So, J.J. Taylor's a good one.
Yeah.
That was
Meggo's guy, right? She loved J.J. Taylor.
Was she pro J.J. Taylor?
I don't know.
You worked on a show with her. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, but not when J.J. Taylor was on.
No,
the
that was J.J. Taylor was a while ago.
Yeah.
Who was the other small running back? That was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you come up with your own list, Nick?
I was asking you guys a question. Sorry.
Jones and Meggo, I don't think it was a quick run there on that. I don't think it was 3 years ago.
J.J. Taylor was with the Patriots the COVID year, the year after that, the year after that.
Yeah. So what small running back are we talking about? I have no idea.
They have a lot of little scat backs.
They do.
Yeah.
J.J. Taylor.
Thinking of Darren Sproles.
J.J. Taylor, not
Danny Woodhead.
Not on my list. Number 5 for me, Keith. I kind of think of him as the original Patriots preseason hero. Bam Childress. Like, those early Patriots dynasty days. He made a couple of squads. I think he was on the team. I was looking this up last night. I actually thought he was earlier on in the dynasty.
Okay.
I think he made the squad in 05-06. I think he had 5 career receptions. But in the preseason, the guy was a demon. He was out there. He was making catches.
Played two ways.
He would play. Thank you.
He was Travis Hunter.
In the NFL, he actually got some reps on defense. So Bam Childress, to me, this is a shout-out to an OG Patriots preseason hero. He was a preseason demon, making plays, as Keith said, on 2 different sides of the football. Bam Childress, number 5 for me.
Number 4.
That is a That is a really, really good one.
Thank you.
All right. Number four on my list is Zach Sudfeld.
Ooh.
Sudfield?
He's on mine. Feld.
Zach Sudfeld.
You Google Zach Sudfeld when you were doing any research here?
What? No.
He's got an interesting look going on these
days. Is he all right?
He didn't get canceled or anything, did he?
Fine. We can still talk about him?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, he was very, very good. So, but yeah, he was one where you're like, he's doing a lot in the preseason. Like, he kind of has to make the team. And then didn't he make the team? And then they ended up, like, getting rid of him later on. No, but he made it out of camp.
No, he was on the team.
But then, like, not really, though. Like, he wasn't on the team for very long.
No.
But I remember he was one where it was another one of these guys that each year you have that debate where you're like, does the preseason matter at all? Because he seems to be pretty good. This was all the way back in, what, 2013? Holy smokes.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that long ago either.
Yeah.
So
one Patriots reporter, according to his Wikipedia page, and I don't know who it is, but this person needs to put their hand up.
I know who.
Do you know who it is?
Well, I know. I don't know who the reporter is. I know what you're going to say. Baby Gronk, right?
Baby Gronk.
I remember that. I remember that he was referred to as Baby
who
Gronk.
Who said that? We'll have to ask somebody.
Curran's on Tuesday. Curran will know. Name names there, Curran.
He'll know.
So anyway, Sudfeld is on my list, but number four on my list, Ralph Webb.
Oh, good one.
Ralph Webb, running back out of Vanderbilt. Now, admittedly, I remembered him being way better in the preseason. I looked this up.
I thought he would scoot, or he'd just get the ball a lot.
I think there was one game, or I know there's one game. He had two touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions in the same game. Yeah. That must be what I'm thinking of. He only had like 46 yards in a preseason game. If you asked me, he would have run for like 150 in a preseason game. But Ralph Webb is number four on my list. He's a back that I thought would make the squad.
Yeah.
He did not. But one very productive preseason game.
Number three.
Thank you. So number three on my list was Sudfeld, Keefe.
And mine was Bam Childress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had some overlap there. So okay. Bam Childress was number three on my list. He were number 13, I believe, right?
That sounds right.
And it was, he played both ways. And you're like, is there a way to get this guy on the team? Yeah, not really. You know, didn't really do as much, but he was definitely a fun player to watch.
Okay, so a little bit of overlap there. I have Sudfeld three. Keefe has Bam Childress three.
Number two.
Michael Bishop.
So
Michael Bishop.
I saw this name on the text line.
Oh, texter said number one, which I got a special place for number
one. Oversight by me. I didn't even think about Michael Bishop. That's just a miss by me.
We're going back a little bit.
Michael Bishop, and that counts. That was since 2000. He overlapped with Brady, right, in 2000?
No.
Did he not? Did he not make it here until 2000?
I want to say this was 99 when he went really crazy.
So maybe
I think it was pre-Bishop. Because everybody was calling for Bishop when Bledsoe was getting hammered and wouldn't leave the pocket. It was like, how about this guy?
Bishop is absolute oversight on my end, but Michael Bishop in the preseason was...
Was incredible. I mean,
he was Mahomes.
He was better.
He might have been better than
Mahomes.
He
was like Mahomes and Vic put together.
Yeah.
He was super fun to watch. Yeah, it says here he was on the Pats. He was a seventh round pick in the 99 draft.
K-State.
And then he was inactive for all but one game, not until 2000 season when he played in his first ever professional game. But he did play in the 99 preseason, I remember.
So he made it to 2000 with Brady. Yeah. That's what I said. He was one of the, right?
This is a quote from Tom Brady. Yeah, they overlapped.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Tom Brady called Bishop, quote, one of the best athletes he has ever seen. How about that?
Compliment or not a compliment?
Yeah.
When you're talking about a quarterback.
I was like, Bledsoe's the toughest and Bishop's the
most
best
athletic.
Athlete.
You're like, yeah, okay. Who's the best quarterback, though? Right, exactly.
But yeah, Bishop number one.
All right,
number two on my list. My number one's different.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I just blanked on that. He should be on my list. Number two for me, I kind of forgot about this guy till we were kicking this around the other day. I know he's a Nick favorite. Brian Timms. Brian Timms.
Oh, he'd run the go route.
Brian Timms in a preseason game. 5 for 119 and a touchdown.
Yeah.
He made the team in 2014. He caught actually a big play against the Bengals in a early regular season game that year. Brian Timms, kind of out of nowhere, had kicked around on a couple of NFL teams. He wasn't an undrafted guy. But he was a great, great preseason player that one year back in 2014. He's number two on my list.
Number
one.
Who's your number one? If it's not Bishop, I didn't even think about Bishop, so now I'm worried that I missed another
one. You're going to know as soon as I tell you.
Okay.
Jeff Demps.
Oh, you love Jeff Demps.
Jeff Demps, I loved. He was on the U.S. Olympic track team.
Right.
What do you mean?
Did he do anything in a preseason
game? He had like a big run. First of all, he was on the team.
Well, yeah.
So that got me excited.
But you just...
I love Jeff Demps.
Was he a preseason hero or was he like a sprinting hero that you just wanted
it
to turn into something?
Also, if you get some time, and you might, pull up Jeff Demp's Florida highlights on YouTube, and it's just him taking a toss in the backfield and running 70 yards past Vanderbilt defense. Well,
it was like
nonstop.
It was like Jeff Demp to the right. It was like Chris Rainey to the left. They were just
Tebow's doing a little pop pass.
Yeah.
So well, Jeff,
like if you watch Tavon Austin highlights, you think he's the greatest player of all time.
Right. True, that's true.
So no, but I loved Jeff Demp's, and he did like he had like a couple big plays in the he played for them in the preseason, and that was it. But he was an Olympic track and field guy. He was an Olympic sprinter. And I was so excited about the idea. Then they got rid of him. They just like, don't, or did they trade him for like LeGarrette Blount or something?
Yes, he was in the LeGarrette Blount trade.
Yeah.
So you were working together when that happened.
I was devastated.
Neither of us liked it.
No. I wanted Demps. Give me Demps.
I was like, what a trash
trade. Blount had like 18 touchdowns like the next year. No, but Jeff Demps is my favorite. I have one other honorable, like a strong honorable mention, but who's your number one?
Okay, well, it might be my number one, Danny Etling, Keith.
Danny Etling.
He of the Twitch chat is actually talking about it right now. He of the 86-yard touchdown run against the Giants, end of the preseason. He ran for 113 yards in that preseason game. I couldn't believe this. I think as of last year, he was still in the NFL. Now, I might have been like
Danny Etling,
might have been like a camp body.
All right, well,
but I think he was still in the NFL as of last year. He's playing for the Packers, the Niners. He's bounced around to a million teams. I think he finally crossed over to like the UFL or something like that. But he was kicking around in camps.
He's on the Michigan Panthers.
Yeah, but who was he on right before that? The Niners, the Packers,
Packers.
Thank you. What year was that? Was it 2024?
22 and 23.
23. Okay, so
his reference page is awesome. It's literally blank.
Okay, but like, how
he's never gotten into a game.
That guy was still in the league 2 years ago. So I misspoke. It wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. I can't believe he was still kicking around. You want to talk about an athletic quarterback? An 86-yard touchdown run in a meaningless preseason game. Danny Etling. I should have had.
One.
I'm kicking myself for not having Bishop on the list.
Yeah, though. Michael Bishop.
Bishop absolutely should have been on the
Bishop
list.
Bishop. So the one guy I really strongly considered, I liked a lot, but he did make the team. And then he went to Seattle and he was decent for a couple years, was Jacob Hollister.
Oh, yep.
I love Jacob Hollister.
Jacob Hollister,
Wyoming tight end.
Malik Cunningham were honorable mentions for me.
Yeah, they were both good ones.
Yep.
I thought Zach Sudfeld, even though I liked Hollister the player more, Sudfeld fits the theme of this a little bit better.
Yeah.
Where you're like, who the hell? And like, what is this guy? And then he sort of disappears. But for a few moments in August football, you know, watching Steve Burton interview Bill Belichick on the sideline. You would have to say Hollister is one of them. So my list, 5 through 1, was J.J. Taylor, Zach Sudfeld, Bam Childress, Michael Bishop, Jeff Demps.
Okay, pretty good list.
Yeah.
Not a lot of defense on either of these lists, Keith, I noticed.
No, those guys I don't think stand out as much,
true.
Right? Like, you need, like, the highlight play and whatever else.
I went Bam Childress, Ralph Webb, Zach Sudfeld, Brian Timms, and Danny Etling, 5-1.
Good one.
On a top 5 Friday, Patriots preseason heroes. Send them in. They're all over the text line and Twitch chat. 617-779-7937. That's your text number, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. The healthiest of healthy chats going on in there. Continue to send them. Meantime, we'll get to some Red Sox thoughts. They start up a big series out on the West Coast against the Padres. Should we start to worry about the playoff race? Some teams closing the margin on the Red Sox these last couple of days. We'll get to it next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.